AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People on the campus of Winston State University in North Carolina are being told to be cautious and stay away from restricted areas. Shots were fired on campus. One person was killed. Another was injured. Both are believed to be students. The university says the suspected gunman is on the loose. The historically black school was celebrating its homecoming weekend. There was some real-life horror on Halloween in New York. An out-of-control car jumped a curb and hit some trick-or-treaters.
A 10-year-old girl trick-or-treating with her grandfather were killed, as well as another man who was watching his young sister trick-or-treat when that car crashed into them on a quiet street in the Bronx. The crash injured three other trick-or-treaters, along with the 52-year-old man behind the wheel of the black Dodge Charger. Police say moments before the car jumped the sidewalk, the driver had crossed over a double yellow line in the road, bumping into the back of another car. Julie Walker, New York.
Police in Phoenix say a man was shot and killed when a Halloween party in a vacant lot turned violent. Police have not released any information about possible suspects. Police near Philadelphia are checking some needle-like objects that were reportedly found in candy handed out to some trick-or-treaters. New House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's not up to him alone to unify Republicans in Congress.
I didn't get elected dictator of the House. I got elected Speaker of the House. We've been too timid for too long around here on ideas. We've been bold on tactics, but we have been timid on ideas, on policies. That is where we need to go.
Ryan was on NBC's Meet the Press. He also says he plans to clean up the Speaker's office to get the cigarette smell out from former Speaker and smoker John Boehner's office. Once again this weekend, The Martian is the number one movie.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
Matt Damon's movie has been number one 4 out of the last 5 weeks. For the second year in a row, Mary Katani of Kenya is the women's winner at the New York City Marathon. This is AP Radio News. Tonight in New York, if the Kansas City Royals win Game 5 of the World Series, they are the world champions. The Royals came from behind last night to beat the Mets. A ground ball got under Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy's glove. It let the tying run score. Royals starter Chris Young says this is what his team is about.
The guys just believe that they're going to find a way to get it done, and I think that's a big part of it.
Matt Harvey pitches tonight for the Mets. Edison Volquez for the Royals. Big matchup in the NFL is tonight in Denver. The undefeated Broncos host the undefeated Green Bay Packers. Green Bay's Clay Matthews doesn't think Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is slowing down.
The reality is, when he's got time in the pocket and he can step up, he can make every throw. A lot of people, you know, question his arm strength, but that's not something that we're buying into.
Also, another game is being played in London. Kansas City has a strong lead, 38-3, over the Detroit Lions. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.